USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Travelers looking to travel by plane to visit family for Thanksgiving will have to pay more this year. AAA is predicting that more than 54 million people are traveling by car and plane for the Thanksgiving holiday. Brett Keller is the CEO of Priceline.com. He explains why you'll be paying more for that airline ticket this year.
Clearly, fuel prices are up over 50% versus even a year ago. And, of course, just inflation in general, the cost to staff the airlines, the cost to service the planes, et cetera, all lead to higher airline prices.
In an about-face, the White House is extending the student loan repayment pause.
I'm never going to apologize for helping working-class and middle-class families recover from the economic crisis created by the pandemic.
President Biden said in a video posted on Twitter that he's confident in his student debt relief plan despite Republican officials trying to block it. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is pushing the pause to June 30th instead of the start of the new year. Ahead of the holiday season, White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha says they're doing everything they can to help families get their updated vaccine boosters by the end of the year.
We need to make protecting our loved ones an important part of the conversation we have around the Thanksgiving table, an important part of the conversation we have in the days and weeks ahead.
He says most people will only need to receive the booster once a year. A federal judge is ruling against a former Biden administration official.
A federal judge on Monday rejected former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's attempt to stop a subpoena and avoid being deposed in a lawsuit alleging the Biden administration conspired with social media companies to suppress factual stories because the content would hurt Democrat candidates, the complaint alleges. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green is visiting the southern border on Tuesday with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Appearing on Fox News, Congressman Green explains why Republicans are making the trip.
We're here to shine a light on what really is a failed policy. You know, thousands of American families that are dealing with fentanyl deaths in their families, you know, communities that are being overwhelmed from El Paso to Nashville.
An Oregon couple has something extra to be thankful for this Thanksgiving.
An Oregon couple is celebrating twins that are likely to be the longest frozen embryos to result in a live birth. When Rachel Ridgway gave birth on Halloween, her healthy twins came courtesy of embryos donated 30 years ago. Parents Rachel and Philip used a faith-based National Embryo Donation Center to help grow their family of four other children, all born by natural conception. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A Michigan man described by federal authorities as a prolific trafficker of child pornography has been given a 20-year prison sentence. Dylan Hill of Novi had over 3,900 images and videos in his home when authorities conducted a search earlier this year. Officials said in 2021 he distributed hundreds of images and videos to others over social media. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.